Hello, my name is Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online, training and equipping the believer to do the work of the ministry. Today's subject, we're continuing on with Hope and the Anointing Factor, Part 13. Within Parts 10, 11, 12 and 13 is the topic called Grounded and Rooted in Love. This is a very important subject or topic to every born-again believer, to obtaining the promises of God, which is the hope of the gospel, and to holding on to those promises of God. Let me just go to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. At that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world. Verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. What does this mean? Men that do not know God, men that are strangers to the covenants of promise, men that have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives, have never factored in or considered the anointing of God, which is the power of God, into their plans of their lives. Therefore, there is no foundation for real Bible hope. For it is the anointing of God that brings the Bible hope to pass. Even born-again believers can still be strangers to the covenants of promise and not realize or know that the anointing of God is available to them through Christ Jesus. Let me talk about Christianity here for a short time. Christianity is not a religion, but there is a religion named Christianity. Christian, after Christ, is still not a religion because Christ is not Jesus' title or his last name. Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. Christianity is a family of little anointed ones being Christian, which means anointed juniors. Christianism, the religion made out of Christianity, has no Christ in it or on it. Therefore, it has no anointing or power in it. Hopelessness does not come from a lack of money or education or a lack of opportunity. It is caused by being without Christ Jesus and the Word of God and the anointing of God in our lives, and not factoring in the anointing of God that destroys the yoke and removes the burden of bondage of that problem in our lives. Bible hope always opens up the door for faith. Hope says, I have a promise here. Faith says, yes, I'll fill it. God's word gives birth to hope, or intense, earnest expectation of things getting better. It comes from God through Christ Jesus, and it anchors the soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. It becomes the stabilizer in our lives while we're going through a hard situation, like a sea anchor anchors down an oil platform. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. This is the hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters in the presence behind the veil. While we're going through a hard situation, the hope of the gospel will anchor our mind, our will, and our emotions supernaturally. But at the same time, we are to use the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, etc. We use them as weapons, as spiritual weapons, to continue to walk by faith through that situation. Even though our mind and our will and emotions are being stabilized, God wants us to use the fruit of the Spirit as spiritual weapons, as spiritual forces to combat the enemy. When you decide to be grounded and rooted in love, and these three things will live within you, faith, hope, and love, this will allow faith to live in you richly in Christ Jesus, the Anointed One. How does faith and hope work together? We see in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. Now, faith is the substance or the materiality of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it was the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3 is basically saying God spoke words first, and those words had no substance. But as they came out of him and went into the natural or spiritual realm, faith was put into those words to make them become a reality. Faith gave those words substance. So it is today with the believer. We go to the promise of God, we speak the word of God, and let our faith fill that promise to become a reality. It's called the hope of the gospel. The hope of the gospel is a certainty in and through Christ Jesus and his anointing. The hope of the world is wishing, and normally it doesn't come to pass. Faith needs a framework to fill. The same as a woman who's cooking a cake needs a framework to pour her cake into for it to become a reality. Without that framework, the substance can't be poured into it. But on the other side of it, you can have the framework, but no faith. That won't work either. Both faith and the framework, or the hope of the gospel, work together to produce the problem, to release the problem out of our lives, to remove the problem out of our lives, and to make substance come to the word of God. The word of God is the covenants of promise. It is Christ Jesus, the word, the living word, and it is the hope of the gospel. Determined to act and respond in love, because the devil can't steal the word, word of God out of you. And the word says, if I keep myself, the evil one touches me not. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. You are not totally and completely grounded and rooted in love until you deal with the fact that God loves you. The Bible says that God loved me even when I was a sinner, before I became born again. When I know that God loves me, no matter what, his love is unconditional, I would be able to go through situations knowing that I'm grounded and rooted in the love of God by faith. Therefore, the devil cannot touch me. Hallelujah. Thank you, and God bless.